The WHO report attributes the fact that the number of deaths has leveled off to improved legislation, better enforcement of traffic laws, and better designed roads and vehicles. Still, traffic accidents are the ninth leading cause of death worldwide, a problem which Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of WHO, said is particularly acute in developing countries.
How people move around is being rethought in several progressive cities, but less so in middle and low-income countries where improvements are needed most.
According to WHO, 90% of road traffic deaths happen in middle and low-income countries, despite having just 54% of all vehicles. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is the founder of Bloomberg Philanthropies, which has contributed some $250 million to help reduce traffic fatalities.
The fact is we need to do a lot more, and there's no reason why we shouldn't. A lot of effective interventions are relatively inexpensive.
Road accidents are the number one killer of young people aged 15 to 29 years old, a fact Mr. Bloomberg said is especially upsetting.
Many young people are dying in the prime of their lives, and their families are being torn apart. And the fact is that every one of those deaths really is preventable.
Mr. Bloomberg said relatively straightforward initiatives such as the creation of bicycle lanes, improved street lighting, and helmet laws have proven effective in saving lives. A specific target, meantime, on road safety has been included in the new Global Development Goals. It aims to reduce the number of traffic fatalities around the world by 50% by the year 2030. Dr. Chan said including this target in the Sustainable Development Goals presents the world with an excellent opportunity to save lives.
The SDG target of a 50% reduction in road traffic deaths by 2020 offers a wonderful and a powerful focus for galvanizing actions by governments and the international community. The challenge now is to seize this opportunity to turn the current plateau in road deaths into a real decline.
Two areas that still need targeted efforts, however, the safety of motorcycle riders and pedestrians. Together, those two groups account for nearly half of all deaths on the roads. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.